Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Bridget Covert, our Director of Exhibitions at South Shore Arts in Munster. And welcome back, Bridget.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, we want to talk about the 76th Annual Salon Show, don't we?
Yes, one of our favorite shows at the Center. So
Our oldest activity dating back to 1936.
Yes, which started in the Hammond Hat Store.
Minus Department Store. Yes, was a big department store in downtown Hammond. And they let the artists put up an exhibit every year for 2 weeks after Easter in the ladies' hat department.
Which is always fun.
Yes. And then they put the hats back out, I guess. And it became annual in 1944. And so that's what makes this the 76th annual. So the Salon Show is an exhibit that is characterized by having a juror who selects the art, and $10,000 in prizes are awarded to the artists. So who's this year's juror?
This year's juror is David Clayman. He's an artist himself in Chicago, and he also teaches in the Indiana University, and he's the dean of the arts there. So,
well, they have that great Arts and Sciences building on Broadway, and yeah, they kind of created this position for him, I think, and he is a Chicago-based artist, as you say, and he's internationally renowned and exhibits all over the world and has collectors all over the world, and he's in museums all over the world.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a really big deal. And it so happens that he was on the South Shore Arts Board when I was hired in 1993. And he has now come back. He's just come back to the board, too. So that's cool to have him. And you've had a lot of submissions
yes,
for it.
Yes, we had 200 and something submissions. So
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the show is currently now up, and we'll have the reception on September 22 from 1 to 3, which is always a fun reception because it's a whole bunch of different artists coming from Chicago and Indiana and, you know, kind of the whole shore of Indiana, and it's just cool to see them all together kind of. It's like a networking / celebration of sorts, and who doesn't like handing out awards either? So
yeah, it's always an interesting selection of artwork. Of course, it's completely subjective based on the eye of the juror. But then it's always interesting to see who wins the awards. The top prize is the Surabic Prize for $2,000, and do we have a $1,500?
Yeah, we have the $2,000, the $1,500, and the $1,000, and then a bunch of $500s and a few $100s.
So yeah.
It's always a good show to be involved in. You have a pretty good chance of winning an award if you're in the show too.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fun, and I think around the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana region, it's become something. I don't know. A lot of people know about it, and we have a lot of range of artists who submit work to it, so it's just kind of a really neat exhibit that South Shore is able to do.
It's fun to see when you're reading about art, when I'm reading about art is to promote somebody's exhibit, say, you know, or whatever activity it might be, that they had been the winner of the Surabic Prize in the Salon Show in XYZ year, and I'm pleased that it's important to them that they want to include that in their bio. So the exhibit, the reception is this coming Sunday, and it's at what was it at 1:30?
1:30 with the award ceremony at 1:30.
Yeah, and the exhibit runs through
November 14.
And then we're looking forward to our once again, a two-part blockbuster.
Yes, it should be a fun, spooky, and, I don't know.
Wild things.
Wild things, yeah.
Culminating in the wintertime with a Marie Sendak exhibit.
Which will be great, because I think a lot of people, Marie Sendak was the author of Where the Wild Things Are, and it's just a really fun children's book, and a lot of people love it.
We'll have you back later to talk about that. But the this is an exhibit that's traveled all over the country, I believe.
Yes,
it was
so
even,
many locations. It's gone all over the world almost. Yeah,
has it really?
Yeah, it's been in London and I don't know everywhere. So
and now it's going to be here in Northwest Indiana,
in South Shore Arts.
Yeah, so that'll be nice, and we're going to have it be free for kids.
Yep.
So that'll be nice. They'll have lots of kids' activities too.
Yes, and photo opportunities and all sorts of fun things. We're going to do readings and. There'll be a little monster drawing thing, and it'll be great. It's going to be a really fun exhibit.
And that's going to be preceded by a related exhibit called Things That Go Bump in the Night.
Yes, which is the more adult version of the Wild Things Bump in the Night, maybe a little bit more scarier or...
Yeah.
Yeah, and artists who focus in on that kind of, I don't know, ghoulishy.
And that's like Chicago and Indiana based artists who are doing, as you say, yes. ghoulish subject matter.
Yes.
And so that's going to open on the 22nd, is it, of November?
It's I think it's the 19th, actually. It's here.
Okay.
Yeah, in November. So.
Oh, I was thinking of the reception.
The reception is the 22nd.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for being here to tell us about the Salon Show and the subsequent exhibits. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.